The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It's not about what situation you're in. Success is not that. It's what you do with what you've been given.
Next on Life Today, Nick Vujicic, who was born without arms or legs, shares his message of hope to others with challenges and struggles that appear to be impossible to overcome.
It's okay not to have no arms and no legs. It's okay to look the way that you are. Why? Because it's not about how you look, but it's whom you belong to. We're a wonderful creation of God.
Life Without Limits, next.
Today, we're so grateful that you could join us. I'm Betty Robinson, and it's my husband, James.
Do you want to pronounce our guest's last name?
Oh, well, I'll let you have that privilege.
You have to have a special touch to pronounce Nick Vujicic's last name. I'm going to ask him to say it so we can find out how much justice or injustice I did to his name. But Nick was born without arms and without legs. Now, he has a DVD that's been heard in many instances around the world. He has actually come back from a trip in some, to some degree around the world, and you're going to see some clips from Egypt and what would happen in a Muslim country. You're going to be blessed by that. But here is Verb, which is his story. And it's one of the most moving DVDs you'll ever see. And it's called Life Without Limbs, From No Limbs to No Limits. Nick is back with us. Nick, welcome to Life Today. Would you welcome Nick? Glad to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Now, for me and for all our viewers, I want you to pronounce your last name.
I didn't have to repeat it. You got it right on.
Did I do it right?
You did a great job.
Praise God.
As long as we can. You know what? As long as we can say the name of Jesus, that's the only name
right.
We need. It's all good.
Nick, I'm really excited about what's been happening. Are people responsive when you go to the other countries and they see the miracle of your story, born without arms or legs, and you've found a life in Jesus Christ, and you've been sharing just this overflow. What's the response like in all these different countries of the world? Because we will see a clip from Egypt here in a few minutes, but what's been the response when you go to Japan or you go to China or you go to these other places?
Well, Japan doesn't yet know much about me. I actually got in there and did some sightseeing, and we spoke at a church there actually just a month ago in Japan, and a Christian academy school there as well. But it's been another 31 countries where we've been able to go on local media and television. I literally 2.5 weeks ago, I was speaking at the Congress of Honduras for half an hour, and was able to present the gospel, and we all stood up in prayer for the nation, and they want me back. They're going to pack up stadiums with teenagers and put on TV. So wherever we go, from the young, the old, the able, the disabled, whatever it is, I've spoken in front of CEOs, I've spoken in front of different people who have all sorts of religions, but they all can't get over how a man without arms and legs can have a purpose and a zeal for life. And then they ask me, well, where do you get that from? How come you're not afraid of dying? And we want what you have. And so, well, I have to tell you then, don't I? I would love to tell you. So it's been amazing how a man without arms and legs can cross over some boundaries that most evangelists cannot do as such. And I just think that it's, you know, it's just hard for them to track me down because I have no fingerprints and they can't handcuff me. But it's been an amazing, amazing journey so far.
I've been
widely accepted.
Were you surprised at the response in the Middle East? We're going to see a clip from it, but were you surprised?
I am so, so blessed to have the opportunities to go there. And yes, I have been very warmly welcomed, and God's blessed us. I was more than happy to be there and hear that I'm welcome back there again and again.
Well, we're going to actually see you in Egypt. We're going to actually, which people find hard to believe, we'll see you play a little moment of soccer, which I think people find that very interesting. Let's watch this.
Egypt, an ancient land, an eternal cry. Let my people go. God's call to freedom is still true today.
Hallelujah!
we took the message of hope throughout Cairo. To the young and the old, to the hurting and the helpless, to the poor and the outcasts, to Christian world leaders and Muslim leaders of profound influence, to those who believe and those with questions, to everyone who had ears to hear, the good news rang out.
The gift of Jesus Christ is free. He died for all. I now know I have eternity.
Watch that. I just, as an evangelist, and spent so many years in stadiums and coliseums, and seeing the response, deeply moving to me. But I've got to tell you, I was also deeply moved at just the references to the poor and the needy. And when I saw those poor people, I want them to all know the Lord.
Amen.
But I want them to know they're loved where they are. And there's something rises up inside me that says, you know, if they were thirsty, I'd love to give them some water. If they were hungry, I'd love to give them some food. And I feel like that really is a major ministry of the church. And I notice you cut those clips in because I feel like that's where your heart's flowing too. When you see need, you believe God's really the only one that can meet legitimately,
correct,
meet legitimate needs,
correct,
in the right way. And you want to see them met, and you want to see people come to know Christ, and those who come to know Christ, you want to see them begin to let the river flow toward others. Am I right about that?
It's correct. Actually, just at that village there, we were able to just do our part with 160 families living in that village. We gave them 3 weeks for all families, rice and sugar and some tea leaves to every single home there. And I wish we could do more, and my heart breaks, you know, just seeing how much need there is there. But there is such a power in unity, and that's why I love what you do, really shaking up the body of Christ and saying, hey, wake up, man. We got to do this. We got to be the change. You know, we got to be the voice of God, the hands and feet. And if we don't do it, who will? And so, you know, we know that also there are a lot of organizations out there who give, you know, physical things, but you also need the spiritual aspect. So we need to come with both. In my opinion.
You know, I've been sharing with our viewers in recent weeks about my own journey with challenges we had. Our son, who has 4 children, had a real challenge with his eyes, could have lost his vision. And he's doing marvelously well. Our youngest child, our daughter, had a battle with cancer. And we just went a few days ago to watch her cheer at one of her son's ball games. And she was so excited. And, you know, a year ago, we didn't know if she'd ever be able to talk because she couldn't talk for many months. She had throat cancer, and she's doing wonderfully well. And then I went through, you know, staph infection and had a real challenge with my health, and God did a deep work in my life. And what I've tried to tell people, you tell me if you think I'm on target here, that a lot of times we get caught up in the discussion of why did this happen? Where did it come from? Did God do this? Mm. Did the devil do this? Did I do something? Where is it coming from? And what I have determined is that can become a fruitless discussion rather than a fruitful response, because we're wondering where it came from rather than seeing the great purpose of God, that if we will put this clay, our life, in whatever shape it's in, if we'll put it in God's hand, really put it in God's hand, then the pressure and the shaping process, and if you know anything about clay, and I used to do stuff with clay. I was a little kid. We didn't have all the games. I made stuff out of clay. It's pretty crummy clay, too. It didn't last long. But I was shaping something. I was creating something. You put clay in God's hand, us. Pressure comes. We don't need to be discussing and wasting time where it's coming from, because it's either coming from his fingers or through his fingers. But the purpose is to shape Christ in us. Now, I know you've had some, you know, feelings in your heart about the clay and about the potter. Am I on track?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, so many years of my life, I was like, well, how does this look? How can this be of God? You know, especially with so many kids teasing me. But I've realized that you're absolutely right. It's not about what what situation you're in. Success is not that. It's what you do with what you've been given. And no one can do greater things than God. If you give Him what you've been given and you say, okay, God, whatever I have left, maybe you've lost a family member, maybe you've gone through something so traumatic that words cannot express what you've got. Well, God even says that you give Him your ashes and He'll turn it into beauty. Mm. You know, when you have ashes, you've done something, maybe it's wrong or things in your life that you just feel the world's crumbled around you, whatever ashes you have left. In your own head, you know, you'll have discouraging words of bashes. The world will give you bashes for ashes, but God will give you beauty for ashes. He can turn anything into something good. All things come together for the good for those who love Him. And that's the joy in it. It's not even the end result. It's about being in the potter's hand, saying, God.
And the wonderful thing is, He wants us to come just as we are.
Exactly.
You know, and let Him do the molding and the shaping and bring out of us what He created us to be, and that's to be servants of His and to be examples of Christ in our life.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Did you find, yourself wasting time asking why and slowing down the process of finding the what do you will to do with this clay and this person?
It's a really good question. You know, I think us wanting to know the why, I think the most freeing, surrendering feeling I've ever had is saying, okay, God, I trust you with the why. And when you trust God with the why, even if you don't know the why yet, you know, I didn't know the why for many years. But when you can say, okay, well, just because I don't know why doesn't mean that you don't know why. And if you just trust in God with that, then you can also trust Him with the how. You know, I think those are the two big questions of the why and the how. Well, how am I going to get through this? You know, I can't afford to go on. I'm too tired. I'm too exhausted. Well, if you actually believe that God has a perfect answer for the why and you just don't know it yet, then you'll know that you can't afford to give up. Mm-hmm. And He will give you the how and eventually the why.
Do you find still, because I know it's in the Verve DVD, by the way, there's the website, I would highly recommend that you see to it that every young person you know and every church group possible, every civic group, wherever you can get it on a screen, watch this DVD. And I want to ask you, do you find that one of the most uplifting and let's say, inspirational moments when you're especially communicating with young people, and I would assume you often do it in other settings, where you just laying over on the floor, and no way you can get up. I mean, there you are. And you're talking, but you're down. And you're not getting up without help. It's obvious to everybody. How are you going to get up? You know. And then suddenly, you get up. And I mean, He moves people emotionally, and kids start crying, others will start cheering. It's just a spontaneous response. Do you find some almost indescribable effect and impact of this, the possibility of in any situation you can rise above it? Is that what do you detect that's what they're getting from it?
Absolutely. I've had story and story again and again of just teenagers coming up and saying, Nick, I'll tell you right now, just a couple months ago, there was a 14-year-old girl in California who had written her daddy a suicide note. And dad said, please don't do it. Just don't do it. And 2 weeks later, they came across a video on YouTube, and he was so moved. And he showed it to his daughter. And his daughter said, okay, I'm not going to do it. That totally changed my life. And then I got to meet her at one of our Christmas outreaches in Camarillo. And she gave her life to Jesus Christ for the very first time. And From what we know, she's still plugged into the church. And so we know that there are many teenagers out there, like maybe even your friends, you know, maybe you're a teenager today. Just know that the person at school sitting next to you can hide their pain just as well as you can. And there are so many teenagers out there who are wanting to give up. But we can be the ones to be a helping hand, that loving hand to know, hey, you know what? You're not alone. I'm going to be with you. If you don't have a friend, be a friend. You know, love your neighbor as yourself. So all these things, I just see teenagers waking up to themselves and say, you know what? Oh, my gosh. Nick said that I'm beautiful. Wait a second. That means she's beautiful, but we all look different. That's okay. So all of a sudden, it's okay not to have no arms and no legs. It's okay to look the way that you are. Why? Because it's not about how you look, but it's whom you belong to. Right. We're a wonderful creation of God.
Why don't you just look straight at our television audience and tell them what you'd like for them to do, no matter how challenged they are, how hurt they are, what you believe will turn it around for them?
I just want you to know today that no matter where you are, God's hand is never too short to reach you. You might think that your sin is too big for him to forgive, but there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And I just encourage you to start your journey in Christ and say a prayer with me right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of what I've done wrong and change me forever. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Change me from the inside out that I may know you more every day and the plan that you have for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just want you to know that a prayer is the beginning. And when you call upon him, you'll be saved. And every day, ask him to teach you to pray, to teach you to thank him, and to teach you to trust him.
And let me just say to each one of you watching, I trust that you prayed that prayer. It's a simple prayer that any child can pray, any person can pray it. If you would dial the telephone number there and just tell someone, I prayed that prayer with Nick, I would like to send you a book called Knowing God as Father, because he wants to be your father. He is God. He can only fit that one place. But he is a loving God, a loving father. I'd love to send you the book. It tells a little bit of my own story. And it's a Bible study that'll help get you started in the Word, very simply. You call and say, I'd like to have it. Please send it to me. We'll do it. Nick, I want to thank you for sharing. Would you join Betty and me in just saying
thank you for having me. Thank you.
And Nick, I appreciate you being with us. You come back anytime, and we're going to be praying that God directs all of your steps, everything that you do. And he really shows you how you'll be as effective as possible in every possible way. Here again, there's the website if you want to get the testimony that Nick shares. It's absolutely fabulous. And I repeat, if you've asked Jesus to come in your heart, we'd love to send you Knowing God as Father. I want you to watch right now with your heart an opportunity that we have to totally, totally change lives. I mean, to give life. Sometimes you wish you could make a difference. Here's something that absolutely makes the difference in life or death, in hope, and in real help. Watch.
Although the 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Haiti only lasted about 30 seconds, the lasting effects of its destruction continues to threaten the lives of the most vulnerable to this day.
James, Betty, I'm here in Haiti, and I mean, my heart is broken. As we go around and meet people, almost everybody we've talked to has lost somebody they loved. And as you see the masses of people, they're all grieving. They're all hurt to the bone, but they're also trying to survive. That means they need water. You can't live without water. Water here is the commodity of choice. I mean, it is like gold. This place right here is completely desperation. The people are coming in from the city. I don't even know what the water source is here, but they obviously have something. But the situation is an utter chaos.
Total chaos. And what it is I've been told one of the big reservoirs has broken and the water's coming out here. And the people are in here trying to get water to bathe in, to drink in.
But it's not clean.
No, it's not clean.
Because of the vast destruction in the city, thousands upon thousands of Haitians made their way into more remote areas, seeking shelter, food, and most important, safe drinking water. But many discovered that even the existing water pumps in those areas were destroyed as well.
The earthquake has damaged this well to the point there's no water coming from it whatsoever. This situation is played over and over and over around this area. We need to continue refurbishing these broken wells.
With very few options, the desperate need for clean water eventually leads to desperate measures in order to survive.
And now they're having to get their water from this source right here, this little creek. That is death flowing down through here. I'm asking you to put yourself in their shoes. Do what you would want somebody to do for you. Won't you join us here at Life Outreach, and let's do the best we can for the people of Haiti. I know your heart is broken for them. You can help us drill water wells and refurbish the ones that are broken. I know you want to help, as we do. Please, do what you can.
Well, you know, as we listened to Janice and we saw the clips of the people who were thirsty, but also the little children, Betty, who had obviously lost a leg or a limb. And, you know, we would say, well, we would wish we could replace their leg. They may have a prosthesis someday, but they'll never quite be the same. But when we point to the serious problem of water, there is a simple solution. We can correct that. You saw the well there, Betty, and we've stood by so many of them all over the world. And that well, it just seems so modest. It's like an oasis of life in the various villages around the world. And by the way, with your help, we're drilling 400 water wells this year. And in addition to the wells we will be drilling in Haiti where they need them, but we're really with your help. And I'm telling you, it takes all of us together. We're refurbishing over 200 wells in Haiti. So we are already there. But where you haven't seen the crisis, like the earthquake, there is a crisis. It's not in the news, but in all these various remote places where people are thirsty. And Jesus says, you give them a cup of water in my name. You've done it to me. And you do this and you won't lose the blessing of the reward I have for you. And don't start measuring that monetarily. The blessing of giving life and help to others is blessing enough. It should be. But God does bless us when we bless others. We live to be an answer to people's prayers. It's amazing how our prayers are answered. It's an amazing flow of just getting in the will and purpose of God. Betty, I'm praying that all of our viewers will help us in Haiti, help us refurbish those wells and drill new ones, but also help us complete drilling 400 in all the different countries of the world where they desperately need it. This is a solution that we have. If you will dial the number that you see on the screen and take your bank card or go online, lifetoday.org, and many of you are doing that. But I want to ask you to respond today because it's going to take all of us working together. But keep this in mind. A simple gift of $48 will give 10 people water for the rest of their life. We can solve that problem with your help in so many areas of the world. And the missionaries have found the areas of critical need, not just where there's been something that made the news, but it's made the news in the heart of God because people saw it. And now we become the hands of God, so to speak, in giving them the fresh water they need. We have some beautiful gifts for you, Faithful and True. These are beautiful praise songs that I believe lead to healing by leading us into the presence of God. They will be a tremendous blessing to you. And Betty, here's another beautiful Bible. Mm-hmm. Our viewers appreciate the opportunity of getting some of the beautiful Bibles that we're offering. And we're sending this to those of you who will make a gift of $100 or more to help us drill these water wells. Keep this in mind. $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. Many of you can help us drill a well. I am thankful that there are couples and individuals, small businesses and churches, but so many individuals who also say, I'll drill a well. That gift is $4,800. Some of you may say, I can't do that, but $1,200, three others join you, we got a well. $2,400, one person join you. We're asking you to do your part in God's heart. We have a beautiful bronze butterfly, new creation. We're sending to say thanks to those of you who help us drill these wells with gifts of $1,200 or more. Please go to the phone or go online and make the gift God put on your heart. If you want to mail it in, call us and tell us what you're sending and make the check to Life. Because in essence, that really is what you're giving.
Water Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested can lead to death. But one fresh water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your life-saving support, Mission Water for Life is set to drill 400 new water wells in 20 nations, as well as rebuild and restore 200 more around the world. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will reach 15 people. And $144 will help provide clean, disease-free, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request the Faithful and True Worship CD, featuring a wonderful collection of worship music from Life's conferences in years past. With your gift of $100 or more to help provide clean water, be sure to request the beautiful NIV Large Print Reference Bible. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request our beautiful bronze sculpture titled New Creation. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I do want to remind you that we'll send you the beautiful Bible if you'll make a gift of $100 or more. I do encourage you to try to help us reach 30 people with fresh, clean water. We are sending the butterfly to those of you who'll help us drill a well by giving at least $1,200 toward that. And I know many of you will do what God has led, and I'm grateful to say enabled Betty and me, because it was an answer to prayer that we could help drill a well every time the opportunity came and we point out to the need. And we thank you for doing that. I want to say thanks to Nick again and remind you of his DVD and ask all of you to join us in saying, thank you, Nick, for coming and sharing the love of God and hope and help. Thank you, Nick. We love you, buddy.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
Thank you for helping us put arms of love around people all over the world. Thanks so much for helping.
Living in Love, a new book from James and Betty Robison, coming soon. Visit livinginlovetoday.com.
Our devotion will ultimately follow our emotion. It will happen every time.
The Guarded Heart, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.